and I was very, very clear.
That?
And never ambiguous. We're going to Forest Mall. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that I don't like to hear about the Pride Parade, which I'm told is scheduled for 16th this month.
Who told you about the schedule?
My own informant.
Okay, yes. So how can I help you, Minister?
I just want to tell that tell whoever is doing it, because I'm told you're a member of the organizing committee, that that shouldn't happen.
Okay, sir.
For the good of yours and also the good of all of us.
Yes, the last time you talked to me, you said that you were going to send me an email. I've been waiting for it. It's now, I think, 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I didn't have time. I just got too mixed up. I went to West Nile, went to the West. I just came back yesterday. And when I reached the office, I found this complaint that am I aware of this scheduled activity take place on 16th here in Kampala? I said no. Then I remember telling my brothers there that it is already bad enough not in that state. Now to say that you want to go and showcase is not acceptable.
Yes, Honorable, the last time we talked, I told you that I remember, according to the Ugandan constitution and the law, every citizen is allowed their freedom of association and assembly.
Not in nincompoops like you, man, Najal and Zeri. How can you be allowed to move around the country telling the people that you are lesbian or gays?
But no one is doing that. I don't know what you are told, but no one is going around telling people we are lesbians. We are just a group of people.
Okay, please, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, and I'm assuring you that should anything happen, it will be in your bad faith. I have told you, and I'm registering my talk with you. So the next time it happens, please don't blame me. All right?
Honorable, am I going to receive that email? Am I going to receive that email?
I don't have to send you emails. I'm not begging for you anything. I'm telling you, if you are kind enough, take this as a word from me, that it is not acceptable. I've already informed and instructed all our instructors to make sure that that does not happen. Listen, I'm not going to chase you. I'm just going to pick you. Right? Last time I've been generous, and every time I've always been considerate. But now, never again, because this is a sign of total foolery.
Honorable, the last time I told you that you were threatening me, and that's why I requested for the email, and I think even again right now you're threatening me.
I am doing that. Let's just see. What the man? Okay, I'm not threatening you. I'm only telling you that don't do anything that is unlawful. In my judgment, it will be defiant.
It's not defiance, but I'm only following the law of the land. And the law of the land allows me as a Ugandan to meet people I want to meet with.
This law, I participated in formulating it, and I know what it encompasses.
No, you were not there in 1995 when the Constitution of Uganda was being adopted, and the Constitution of Uganda is very clear that we can meet.
That's where you don't know. Don't you know the Constitution of Uganda was after the consultation with the people?
I was consulted,
and I gave my contribution. The Constitutional Assembly was only the formulator, but the ideas were coming from the people. Who tells you the Constitution was just by sitting on the table?
So, sir.
Excuse me, madam.
I seem to not really understand what exactly you're telling me to do or not to do.
Okay, don't understand, but I say...
No, I want to be clear. I'm requesting you to be clear.
I'm very clear, 100% clear.
That
an organization that you are making, or for having a city pride parade, whatever it's called, is illegal in my judgment, and therefore should not take place. That's all.
Okay.
If it doesn't take place, I'll be okay with you. But if it takes place, then we shall be at odds. That's my simple language. And I told this to Mugisha and who is called Pepe or what, and even your legal team was there. There was a lady called Leah who was your legal officer.
Yes,
and
I know.
They were all there. There was another lesbian I didn't like to arrest her, but I just said, stay away.
Why would you arrest someone? Remember, Honorable Minister, even the last time I told you, me being a lesbian, because I've told you this over and over for all the years we've been, me being a lesbian is not against the law of Uganda. It's very clear. Action 145 is very clear. It's not against the law.
Directing your sexual orientation towards the person of the same gender is unlawful.
Okay,
because
sir.
The tendency will be that you will marry a fellow gender mate, which is unacceptable.
But no one is talking about marriage. You see, this is where we seem not to ever agree.
What is your sexuality for if not for marriage?
What does that mean? Are all heterosexual people in marriages? This is where I told you that we need to meet, but every time I ask you for a meeting, you always, even the other time I came with my lawyers and you hid in your office. Why don't you ever want to meet with me, yet you can meet with other people? I told you we can really sit and have a good conversation, but you're always refusing to meet with me. Instead, you just want to keep threatening me because we seem not to be on the same page, because we do not both interpret the constitution very well. No one is talking about marriage here.
What is this sexuality for, if not for relationship, erotic relationship? Tell me.
Honorable Minister, do you have any time? Because I know you're very busy. Honorable, do you have any time that we can meet tomorrow?
I'm busy, not tomorrow. Tomorrow I have...
This is the same excuse you've given me for the last six years. Every time I want to meet with you, even the other time we came together with all my lawyers and people.
No, because I'm so small. I feel humble and I wouldn't like to put my little energy on you, because I may hurt you. That's why I say, let's talk at the remote. I fail to control my sentiments.
Honorable, let's agree to maybe disagree, but let me tell you, me and you, we both interpret the constitution differently, and I think we can only put rest to this if we meet physically. I've been to your office more than enough times, and I come and I see you close yourself in the office, you never want to meet with me. Why don't we sit together so that we can both really understand each other, because we do not seem to interpret the constitution.
How can I sit with a lesbian person I cannot even tolerate?
You sat with a lesbian in your office. You've sat with gay men, but why don't you want to sit with this lesbian Kasha? What is the difference?
I was disappointed, but I spared my anger. Because Mukisha told me was one coming, well, it's another confused person there, disoriented and mentally incapacitated.
I actually realized that me and you maybe have tough love for each other if we don't sit down and agree, because you see, you're even laughing. That is humor. That's the humor you want. Let's sit down talk. The fact of the matter is, as a Ugandan, I have the right to assemble and associate with whatever I want, as long as I'm not doing anything illegal. And the constitution is very clear that...
And the laws of Uganda says persons with ill intention should not be allowed to congregate.
So how are you going to judge that me when I sit down with five people? Because the last time you told me...
What you told me.
What makes you think that I only talk about homosexuality?
That's all you have. What else now? What can I do? So please, instead of restricting you, I want to leave you relax.
Okay, but you...
Don't do what I'm telling you.
It's okay, but you're going to infringe on people's rights to associate, to mingle, to assemble.
You remember when I picked you at Entebbe?
Yes, you didn't arrest me because... I ran away. Where you find me?
You ran away. I would have arrested you. You saw that.
Okay, Honorable, I have all the time. Please, can we meet and talk about this? Because we are going to be back and forth over this. And I think you are infringing on my rights.
No, this is not an issue of discussion. This is just a matter of fulfillment of things.
Okay.
I am telling you that Pride Parade cannot be conducted in Uganda. And not in my presence, at least. You have been dodging me, running up and down, hiding there. This time I put the network everywhere. Fortunately, I penetrated your circle, and I know what you are doing.
Okay.
Yes, and I will humiliate you. But surely, if I get you that thing, Kasha please, just don't blame me.
Okay.
I will apprehend you, and I will know where to take you.
Okay, sir.
Okay?
Okay, sir.
So tell your people not to hold it. And you can remain, we can remain as friends. You stay there and stay here, and we'll look around. And I don't like to go on the point in the media saying nonsense about you, you know?
Yes, and sir, it's okay.
It can cost you life. It can cost you life, which I don't like.
Because the last phone call we had, you said that you wanted to arrest me for organizing. Okay, I'm not going to organize anything, but I'm not going to organize anything. So if you find people, if you find people somewhere, don't punish innocent people, thinking I did. I'm not going to organize anything.
If I find you, Mugisha, Pepe, and arrest, I'll just arrest you.
Yes.
Because I know you're talking about nothing else, but about LGBT. That's what I told them also last time. It is your luck that you are here with me. But otherwise, if I wanted, I would have picked you in your condition and taken care of you.
Okay, sir, let me give you my word. I'm not organizing anything and you're not going to find me anywhere.
Probably. That's good. So relax and do your other things, but not this party. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Now we're friends. You can talk.
Okay.
On that, I'm not ready to be admired, but...
Okay, sir, have a great... Wake.
For a small reason. It's all for a small.
No. Enjoy your wake. I'm not organizing anything and you won't find me anywhere.
Yeah, but if I get a win that you are doing it covertly, and then chat always wake up.
Okay, but I'm giving you my word. I'm not organizing anything and you're not going to find me anywhere.
I'll find you somewhere, but you're not... Not organizing the parade.
Yes, I gave you my word.
I'm not chasing out of. I don't run out of Uganda and say Lokoda says.
Oh yes, the last time in Entebbe you told me to run out of Uganda, but I'm telling you, I'm going to stay in Uganda. We shall meet somewhere else, but I'm not organizing the parade.
Now you're a real cushion.
Okay,
now
sir.
Now you're a real cushion, Jackie Lynn. Wow. Now I get you well.
Okay, please. Sir. Thank you. Have a nice week. Just 10 minutes ago, I was just telling Pride Committee, okay, I'm going to come for parade. Guys.
Pasha, there's no way you can stay.